Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord taught His people that poverty was a curse, that lack was a curse. Tonight, lest the Lord leads us differently, we're going to go back and look at some specific instances where He told them, this is lack, this is poverty, and this is a curse. God said it. Right? And He told Abraham, I'm going to bless you. You're going to be a blessing. The next chapter says God made him very rich. God said, this is blessing. Now, you wouldn't have to be too brilliant to figure that out, now would you? If you owe everybody in the country, ain't got enough to feed your kids, why would you think you're blessed? Sick, can't get off the bed, why would you think that's a blessing? And yet, through hundreds of years of lies coming across pulpits, people have come to believe, well, it's a blessing in disguise. It's a blessing. I know this cancer's in the body is awful, but it's really, it could be a blessing in disguise. No way. Well, I know the tornado came through and blew the house away, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise. I know we're losing our car, and I know they're going to come repossess this and that, but you know, it's probably a blessing in disguise, and we don't really know what we need. Huh? You ever heard anything? Well, after all, you know, the Lord didn't promise He'd give us our wants. He said our needs. And we don't really know what we need. Well, He gave us above the IQ of an ant. Even an ant knows. You're hungry, you ought to get some food. Right? If you're sick, you need to get well. If you're hurting, you need to quit. If you ain't got money to pay your light bill, you need some money to pay your light bill. I mean, people have to come to church to get that confused. Because just the average person out there knows better than that. They know they would rather be rich than broke. They know they'd rather feel good than hurt. It takes the devil. Through all kind of religious wrappings to get people so confused that they don't know what's a blessing and what's a curse. I know this is bad, but it's probably a blessing. I know this is good, but it may be a curse. I don't want any of this old world's riches. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have this. You know, people can't even enjoy things for fear of, well, you know, I can't enjoy this because this is going on and this is going on and maybe I shouldn't have this. And maybe it's guilt. People hide their prosperity. Preachers hide their prosperity. Oh, they think, well, the people might not give in the offering. There's even, I know of a situation where one fella told the other. He come in, he was special guest speaker, sat up on the platform, had these new alligator shoes on. And the fellow told him, he said, man, you know, you ought not wear them shoes to the meeting. He said, why? He said, well, people will see them and they'll think you don't need any money and they won't give a thing in the offering. He said, get you some, you know, that look kind of rough. Maybe got a little hole in the sole. Well, we laugh. But people think like that. And so everybody hides their prosperity. Not everybody, but a lot of people. But we're not. I said, we're not. I'm not. You're not. Right? God gives you a ring that it takes both hands to hold up. You're going to wear it right in here, right? You're going to wear it right in here. And if I keep doing this, because of the lights glittering off your half pound diamond. Well, I'll get some sunshades if I have to. You bring it on in. Right? You bring it right on in. Keep reading. Christ has what? Redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And down in verse 29, he says, if you be Christ's, you're Abraham's seed and you're heirs according to the promise. Now go with me, please, to Deuteronomy 28, and let's pick up where we left off and go a little further. Seeing what's ours and what's not ours. What's not ours? We've been redeemed from the curse. So if it's in the curse, I don't have to have it. Right? I've been redeemed from that. What if it's in the blessing? It's mine. That's mine. In Deuteronomy 28, we began reading and seeing the blessing of keeping God's word, keeping God's law. We said in the New Testament that's fulfilled by walking in faith and walking in love. And he said, are you there? Deuteronomy 28:1, he said, it'll come to pass, if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God and observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these empowerments to succeed, all these blessings will come on thee and overtake thee. What's that? Overtake you. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed. But now we've heard that, but now let's use the definition of it. Empowered to prosper, you'll be in the city. Empowered to succeed, you'll be in the field. Empowered to succeed will be the fruit of your body. Well, that's your kids. Are your kids empowered to succeed? Empowered, anointed, destined for success. Yeah. For anything else to happen is not the will of God. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, fruit of your cattle, increase of your kind, flocks of your sheep. That's all your investments. That's all your work, everything you're doing. Blessed, empowered to prosper shall be your basket, your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed when you go out. Well, you're either coming or going. Right? Verse 8, the Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses. Multiple places of investment and savings and storage. Now, how many know that's a strong word? The Lord will command the empowerment to succeed on your storage places. Glory. You know when the Word of God works in your life and makes changes? When you get excited about it. Because you getting excited about it reveals that you believe it. He said the Lord going to open to you His good treasure. He's going to bless all the work of your hand. You'll lend to many nations and you won't borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you'll be above only. Not up and down. Only above. And you will not be beneath. Do we believe this? Is this the Bible? These are not the ramblings of some excited preacher. This is the Bible. This is the Word of God that cannot fail, can never change. Did the Lord say that?
Yes.
Does it apply to us? Now, see, this is where you lose a lot of people. They go, well, no, Brother Keith, that's in the Old Testament. That's just for the Jews. And what do you say? Right?
That's right.
but you looking at one. Somebody says, you don't look like a Jew to me. I'm a spiritual Jew. What is a Jew? What is an Israelite? People get off on the wrong thing. The seed of Abraham, the descendants of Abraham. What did we just get through reading? If you are of faith, you are blessed with faithful Abraham. And if you're Christ's, you're Abraham's seed. Are you Christ? Then are you a descendant of Abraham? And heirs according to the promise. What did he promise? I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you a blessing. Everybody that blesses you will be blessed. Everybody that curses you will be cursed. And in you will all the nations of the earth be blessed. Does that still have any application to us? So we are the body of Christ in the earth. Why are we to be so blessed and so rich so we can be a blessing? We can finance a gospel. We can help pay people's bills. Help bail folks out of trouble. Right? Help feed people. Help clothe people. Right? Well, you can't do that if it's taking all the faith you got to make your little car payment. You got to get up and beyond that, right? So that you, all your stuff is done. You can focus on something else above yourself, beyond yourself. Can you say amen? I'm excited about getting this place paid for. And the other outreaches, you know, that we have to take care of our kids and our youth and all that. And I mean, have the best of the best, but it's all paid for. It's all done. And we can just reach out, help other people. Amen. Flow out. We're doing it some, but we can do it a lot more. A lot more. When all your stuff is done and paid for, it's just more resources can flow out. You'll be above only, and you will not be beneath. Everybody say, that's the blessing.
That's the blessing.
And the blessing is mine.
And the blessing is mine.
Abraham's blessing
is mine.
Now, is it a blessing to be rich?
Yes.
Is that a blessing or a curse? All these things we're reading about. All your stuff being increased. All your stuff prospering. Everything you put in your hand to, succeeding and going, is that a blessing or a curse?
Blessing.
Should be very plain, but there it is in the Bible. It is a blessing. And whose is that? That's mine.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-528. That's R-528, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.